to the point you were just making about food stamps, and we saw this Friday a temporary stay by the Supreme Court that would block full food stamp benefits pending the lower court decision. The administration's argument, as you just referenced there, was that it would be illegal to move around funding and to tap the Section 32 account at the USDA. Mm-hmm. But why not do this as a short-term patchwork solution? Because you have found ways with the military pay to stretch things out. Why prioritize in that case and not do so with food?
Right. Well, the president's job and all of our jobs is to uphold the law. And when I'm not a lawyer, but when the lawyers tell us what we can do,
that wasn't done with the military.
But I think that the military is different because the commander in chief stuff. But the legal analysis suggests that we're doing everything by the book and then stretching things as much as we can and basically trying to keep people from committing crimes, which you know about in the season of Lawfare. If you are a cabinet secretary and you spend money that's not appropriated for that purpose in your cabinet, then they can come back and they can, you know, take you to court.
But you're also making a political bet that Democrats aren't going to challenge paying the military. Do you really think Democrats would challenge and take to court paying people for their food stamp benefits?
Let's just say that we've seen Democrats.
If Congress is going to fund it when the short shutdown ends?
We've seen Democrats take to court people that are on really, really poor charges. And so I think they're likely to do anything.